been a rough, rough week, Anderson. I know that. And it don't look like it's getting any better anytime soon. But I believe God's got a message for us in this. And as we've been singing, we have to trust Him. So let's pray together. Lord, here we are, assembled in your presence, broken, hurting, bewildered, overwhelmed, and don't even know what to do. Many have lost their homes and their livelihood. Many are still in the path of danger. And Lord, we're humbled before you, asking for your help. I pray, Lord, you would move across this land, strengthening the firemen, their resources. Lord, I pray you'd help them get the fire under control. We know you can knock it out. We pray for the rain that's promised. Pray that you would send it and get all this under control. Lord, I pray for those who are out right now working, moving cattle, fighting the fire, mending, helping do things. Lord, I pray you would just protect them. So many things could go wrong. And Lord, we trust in you. We love you, Lord. We're so grateful that you love us. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we were in Arkansas this week, Sharon and I, at a pastor's retreat, the CMA. So I was pretty fired up before we ever got here. So if you don't like something I say, I guess you can first blame God. And if you need to really get your hands on somebody, Tim and Donna are right over here. They're responsible for getting us connected with that Christian motorcycle group that loves God so much. That they're so concerned about pastors that they give a retreat free of charge in order to pour back into the churches and into the pastors to make sure that they stay and hold their ground and that they continue to serve God right where they're at. It's an amazing group of people. I don't look like them, probably don't act like them, but they are a great godly bunch of people, and I'm so thankful to be there. At that point, we were getting ready to leave. They had the last service Thursday night. We're pulling out the next morning. And we started getting word of all these fires. So I told Sharon, all we can do is pray at this point. So we started praying. And I just want to be honest with you for a minute. My prayer life started where I was praying God would protect my place, my stuff, my things. And I was praying, pouring my heart out. And then all of a sudden it was like, you know what? None of that matters. If you want to take it, I was kind of like Jesus in the garden wrestling with God. Whatever your will is, I'm going to surrender to that. I'm thankful that people are okay. Protect the people. If you want to take my stuff, take it. It doesn't matter to me. I surrender it to you. Jessica called and she said, I'm at the house and I can see the flames, the glow over the trees. What do you want me to get? I said, get out of there. That's what I want. Get out of there. What is God's message in this? Well, look with me to Psalm 118, verse 8. This was in passing, Dean Caldwell, he's a preacher at the pastor's conference.
He mentioned it and he said, I'm not even going to preach that, but I'm going to mention it. I jotted it down. Didn't even know why I jotted it down. Now I know why. But I want to tell you what Dean pointed out to us. Psalm 118 verse 8 is the center of the Bible. That is the middle verse in all the Bible. It comes right before Psalm 119, which is the longest chapter, 176 verses. It comes just after Psalm 117, which is two verses, the shortest. So as Brother Dean said, the long and the short of it is what this verse says. And look, let's read it. It says, it is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in men. If we needed a message, a safe haven, a place to be, that's what refuge means, shelter, protection from danger. If you needed a verse to run to, verse 8 is it. It's better to take refuge. It's better to run to the Lord for safety, for shelter, for protection than anything else. Man's efforts are limited. It's not that they're not trying, but they're limited. But you know what? God's not limited. God is not limited at all, and that as you look on your horizon of your life, it may be bleak today. It may be devastating. And I've been around, I've seen, it is devastating. Looks like a war zone. It is terrible. And that may be the outlook you have, but I'm telling you, with God as your refuge, as your protection, you can't go wrong. God's resources are unlimited. Let me read you another verse. We'll come right back to that. Psalm 62 and verse 8 says this, trust in Him all the time. People, pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. So you notice what he said. You can trust God at all times. He's trustworthy. No matter what's going on around you, God is trustworthy. He is your safe haven. He is a place you can run to. And I'm here to tell you, you may be angry. You may be upset. I think I've cried more tears the last few days than I have in a long time. Just seeing the devastation and having compassion. But God is a big God. He says, pour your heart out to Him. If you're mad, tell Him. Let God do a work in your life. Let God go back and deal with that. Help. Let Him comfort you. Let Him strengthen you. Let Him walk you through all this. You know, when you look at Psalm here, 118 verse 8, it's better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. If we go back up, look at verse 2. It says, let Israel say, Israel being God's chosen people, verse 3 says, let the house of Aaron say. That house of Aaron was the priest, the Levites who served in the temple, who served God. Verse 4 says, let those who fear the Lord, that is all those who would take refuge in the Lord, all those who run to Him for safe haven, all those who come fearing God, who are turning their lives over to Him for salvation, that's who it's talking about. And the same message over and over for verses 2, 3, and 4 is, His steadfast love endures forever. Did you know God loves you? He still loves you. Doesn't matter if you don't have a home or things to go to, God loves you. His love endures forever. This church wants to love you. I heard Trey mention it a while ago. One of the amazing things that's coming out of it is the love of fellow men for one another. It cracks me up. I just break down and want to cry. I was sitting out there on horseback yesterday, and I heard some guys talking about trying to get trapped cattle. And all of a sudden, I probably thought, I don't know who this guy is, but he must be nuts. Tears start rolling down my cheeks. People driving in order to help, just to love for one another.
I've got call after call after call from churches and organizations. What can we do? I said, it's so overwhelming. I don't even know what to do. They said, well, we're here and we're going to help. Just the love for one another. And you know what? That is God showing his love to us through people who are fearing God, who are serving God, who are God's people, showing love to you and to me through this devastation. Now, I know as difficult as this is, verse 1 states, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. If you've lost stuff, you may not feel very thankful right now. You may not feel thankful at all. The Bible states it over and over. Here's the way I see it. Losing stuff is never pleasant, but it's better than losing you or losing someone you love. So we can find a way to be thankful to God even in the midst of loss. Thankful that we were able to get out, or we were able to get to safety, or our loved ones were able to get to safety. We can be thankful for those things. And remember, he states it again. He has stated it four times in the Bible. They don't put bold face or italics or underline for emphasis. They repeat over and over. And notice God's repeating over and over. So we get it. Verse 1, steadfast love of God endures forever. Verse 2, his steadfast love endures forever. Verse 3, his steadfast love endures forever. Verse 4, his steadfast love endures forever. God is screaming out to us, even in the midst of all this, I love you and I'm here for you. So don't walk away hopeless. Don't be in despair. Know that God is here for you and God is with you. And he knows exactly what you're going through. So a loss of things are better than a loss of people. Amen. So where do we go from here? What do we do from this point? Well, notice it says in verse 5, out of my distress I called on the Lord. The Lord answered me and he set me free. So verse 5 says, out of distress, call to the Lord. So as you're in the midst of distress, call to the Lord. But let that be a call to prayer. When you have nowhere else to turn, you have nothing else to look at, turn to the Lord. That's what I told Sharon. All we can do is start praying. There's nothing else we can do is pray. That's a call to the Lord in prayer. Don't run from him. Run to him. Amen? A lot of people in times of tragedy want to run from God. Don't do that. Run to him. He is the safe haven. And notice he said in verse 5 that the Lord answered me and set me free. So the Lord can answer, and the psalmist experienced deliverance because he called to the Lord. So whether you have things or not to go home to, or a home to go to, God can still within your spirit set you free. And you can be okay. And you can pick up and move forward with God. Look what he says in verse 6. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is on your side. The Lord is with you. You've got to believe that. As a believer in Jesus, as a faithful Christian, no matter what happens, you've got to believe that God is for you. It's easy for us to praise God and worship God and want to serve God and give glory to God while we're on the mountaintop, but when he allows us down in the valley, sometimes it becomes hard for us to praise God. We oftentimes want to blame God. That's not what it's about. God is still in control. He is still Lord. He's still King. And he is still going to reign. So it's up to us to make sure that we align ourselves properly with him.
He is on your side. You can trust him. We don't know what all is going on, why this is going on, why this has happened, but we know that we can trust God. And we don't know what the future holds. So don't fear. Take it to God in prayer. Verse 7 states this, "The Lord is on my side as my helper. I shall look in triumph in those who hate me." So God is on your side as your helper. Believe it or not, there's been some amazing things happen. I was out yesterday. I went with Martin and Jessica. We were mending fence. We were moving cattle. And it was what's amazing to me, and I've had people call me and tell me these stories, is you see one house, gone. Cecil's house is gone. Just not even 100 yards up the road is a trailer house. You can see the burn marks on the underpinning, but the house didn't burn. You go up the road the other way, is Bill Horn's sister lives there. I met her yesterday. We were mending fence, and she said, "You want to see something amazing, a miracle? Come over here and look at my house." You go over there, there's burnt all the way around the house, but there's about a 3-foot section of grass around her house that never burned. You see barns gone, houses standing, or vice versa, houses that are gone and barns standing that are just within distance of each other. You wonder, how is this possible? That night that we left, got ready to leave Arkansas, Thursday night, as we was talking to Jessica, she said, to the north, as you see the glow in the tree, it come right up, right there coming out of Kokomo, just north of us. She said, "You can see the glow in the trees, and it looks like it's headed this way." We started praying. Praise God, the wind evidently shifted. I don't believe for a minute that the wind shifted on its own. I firmly believe that God turned that wind. And it went the other way. I don't understand all that's happened. I don't know why one house is gone and the house next door never was touched. I don't understand all that. Only God knows what he's doing in that. But I know that God is our helper, and he has moved powerfully in a lot of situations. There was a group of cattle that they had already penned, getting ready to ship. And a fire came through there, a wall of fire. And a man watched that wall of fire go through there. Devastated that place. He said, "How many of those cattle were out there that died?" Not a single one of them. None of them. They were huddled up in the middle. They're singed. They smell like smoke. But none of them died. And the fire swept right over them. They loaded the cattle the next day, and they've already shipped them. Only God can do that. Only God can take something in the path of a fire and protect it. So I'm telling you, God is our helper. Whether you recognize it or not, God is our helper. He is able to take care of us. We just have to trust him. Look what he says here at the end of verse 7. "I shall look in triumph on those who hate me." You know what triumph is? Triumph means victory. And in fact, in the Roman days, they would have a parade, a victorious parade, and they would bring their military in victoriously, and they would march them through the cities, much like we do after a sports team wins their championship. They have a parade through the city, and they parade them around, showing victorious triumph. That's what he's telling us, is look to God in triumph for your victory. God is our victory. You know, no matter what happens to our stuff, if you had Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the victory is already yours. So look to God in victory. And then it draws right back to verse 8, center of the Bible. It's better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It's better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. You know, I've got so many mixed emotions. The things that I've seen, it is overwhelming. Some of you may not have seen some of the devastation, but I'm telling you, it is massive. And it's not over yet. So we're going to have to pray for rain. Yesterday, we were pushing cattle out of a birdsong field just down the road from us. Pushed them north. There was a fire in the trees, in the brush. And as we drove down there, you could see flames shooting up above the tree line. So we pushed the cattle north into the burnt area, and they were dropping hay over there for them. Shut the gate so they couldn't come back. The wind was blowing, and it was headed out of the south, so it was blowing it away from us, going the other direction. So we went on about our business, checking cattle, mending fences, and we were gone all day. About 6 o'clock or so, we head back, and as we come back, that fire, the wind shifted, and that fire had slowly started working down the brush line, and it was at the end of that brush line. In between that brush line is a coastal field and our house. And I could see an army of firemen out there in that field. Getting ready to knock out that fire when it comes out of that brush. And you know what? I'm going to trust in God, not in man. I'm thankful for what they're doing. But I got out there and started praying. On our front porch. Tears rolling down my cheek. Praying for those firemen to be able to get that under control. Praying that God knocks that fire out. I called my neighbor and I said, "It looks like it's headed this way. He's got cattle in there. I've got cattle in there." I said, "I'm going to move my cattle over here and shut them off from the brush." He said, "That might be a good plan." So I went and moved my cattle. I didn't know what to do. It looks like it's headed this way. I'm praying. I walk down to the fence line, and I'm praying, and I'm praying. I told Sharon we hadn't had a shower, we had no water. I said, "Let's run to Jessica's and get a shower so we can get back in case we've got to get out of here." We go over and take a shower. We come back, and as we come down the road, I'm looking. There's not a single fireman out there. They're gone. You know why? The fire's gone. Praise God. The fire was taken care of. So I don't know what to tell you other than trust God. Take refuge in God. I'm telling you, He loves you. We love you. The church loves you. If you need anything, we're here for you. But God loves you, and He is our place of refuge. Amen? Let's pray together. Father, we love you so much. We're thankful. Lord, I know it's difficult to say that. We're thankful. Lord, I know we're not out of harm's way yet. I know there's still things that are coming. I know the wind's picking up. It's still dry. There's not any moisture. Lord, it could be a devastating day, and we pray that you'd put your hand upon us. Lord, we pray that you would intervene. We pray that you would move in this place around us. Lord, as I said, we're broken and we're humbled, and all we know to do is to call out to you for your help. Lord, all the stories I've heard of fire burning right up to the side of the house and stopping, Lord, we thank you for those things. We don't understand it all. Those who have lost their houses, Lord, I pray you'd comfort them and strengthen them. But Lord, we give you praise for your love for us today. And we know you're going to continue to help us get through this. And so we place our hope and our faith in you and you alone. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.